Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline is where we go now. Chris Lilly's joined us this fall from Cake TV talking high school football. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but we kind of had to hunt and peck for a really intriguing and interesting and ultimately a close matchup last week in the state playoffs. This week, not so much. What's your takeaway from the games last week? What stuck out? And am I right or wrong that we had a lot of lopsided, at least on paper, games last weekend?
Yeah, there were a lot of – there was maybe – yeah, two or three solid games from last week, but that's just kind of how the Kansas playoff system, you know, sets up with right. All the, you know, one seeds playing 16 seeds and all that. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of, it's probably my least favorite week of the year just because for that reason. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But yeah, we did have some good ones. The one that shocked me the most actually was Andover going to Salina Central, and that was a 12 seed versus 5 seed, and the Trojans go to Salina Central and beat the Mustangs 28-7. You know, it was a 7-7 game until it was the third quarter. Then Andover had they blocked a punt to kind of get things going, and mm-hmm. then they score a touchdown a few plays later. And I was shocked. I thought, you know, Salina Central could win a few games in the 5A tournament, and they're at home after 1 week, so. That was a really good win for the Trojans, and the other good game was Clearwater beating Heston by a touchdown there. That was a really impressive win for them as they move on to play a tough Andale team.
By my count, only three games were won in 4, 5, and 6A on the west side by the lower-seeded teams. So, I mean, I guess if you're looking for upsets. There were only three in, 24 games, which yeah. I found interesting, but not surprising. Right. I guess, Chris, really, you're right. That first round of state tends to be just, you know, more it's great that you came, you're part of state, but now those that probably shouldn't have been here are probably gone. And we get down to much better matchups. You talk about Clearwater and Andale. This obviously, Andale would have to be a double-digit favorite in this game. But I guess stranger things have happened. It is state, and Clearwater obviously is coming off of a tremendous feel-good.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say double digits probably fair, but so, you know, they played a few weeks ago, and Andale won 50-12. But in that game, it was the first game that Clearwater's quarterback, Tanner Cash, it was his first full game back since he had broke a bone in his leg. Mm. And so he missed 3 weeks, and then he played like a quarter against Independent or Collegiate or I think it was Independent. And then he comes out, you know, first full game is against Andale. Oops, yeah, that's a tough one to come back from. But since then, you know, Clearwater's had really good wins over Collegiate and Heston. So they're kind of rolling right now. And he's looked really good slinging the ball around the field. And so I think this game will be much closer than the 50-12 that we saw a few weeks ago. But yeah, I think Andale still has the edge as they are the team to beat in 3A. But Clearwater has been an awesome story. And that, you know, they've had a great season.
Yeah, they took it from a, hey, this is a cool start by Clearwater to a, oh, wow. And I would agree with you. I think they would at least have Andale's full attention. Chris Lilly from Cake TV talking high school state playoffs. How's Goddard feeling right about now? Probably not the season that they envisioned, but yet here they are with an opportunity to knock off McPherson.
Yeah, definitely not the season that they had hoped for, you know, especially losing their quarterback, Kyler Simrad, who hurt his knee and he was out for the season. Then they lost five straight at one point. But since then, you know, they've beat Andover, and they started off the playoffs with a nice win over Rose Hill. And last year, this was an amazing playoff game, Goddard and McPherson. It went down to, you know, the final seconds with Goddard getting the win. I think it was 15-14 over McPherson. But this McPherson team is really, really good, undefeated, and they're having a great year. And Goddard, they've been able to rest their hat on having an awesome defense this year. And so I think this will be a grinded out kind of game. But I think McPherson will come out on top. They've just pretty much rolled through everyone this year. You know, their toughest game was against Bueller at the beginning of October.
Belle Plaine is a one-loss team going to face Garden Plain. We know all about Garden Plain. I guess I don't know enough about the Dragons of Belle Plaine. Are they the Dragons? They are, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yes.
I think they are. Yep, they're the Dragons. Yep. What do we really know about this Belle Plaine team that would make that potential trip into Garden Plain interesting?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're just a solid group of they're just a solid team. They're, you know, one loss coming against also another really good Eureka team, and that one kind of got away from them late, but it was close, you know, in the first half. And so they don't really have any big wins besides that, so this will be a test for them to see kind of, you know, where they stack up against a Garden Plain team that I think is the team to beat in 2A, and that I think, you know, they have a good shot of winning it all in 2A. But this will be a good, you know, measuring stick for them, whether, you know, it be for next year or the building of it. But I think it'll be a fun game.
Dodge City still undefeated. They play Junction
City.
Yeah,
Dodge City. That'll be a fun one out in Dodge City. The Red Demons are 9-0. Last week they had Campus, which, you know, Campus hasn't had a great year, and they handled them.
Mm-hmm.
And Dodge City's kind of just, they've gone through the year. They might be one of the quieter 9-0 teams you'll find, especially in 6A. I think they beat Junction City, which sets up, you know, in a few weeks maybe a Derby Dodge City matchup of undefeated teams.
Nice.
Andover, you go beat Salina Central on the road. Congratulations. Now you get Bishop Carroll. You got to be playing for a chance to upset them. But Carroll, this time of the year, man, that's a playoff buzzsaw. A tough place to go play for anybody this time of the year.
Yeah, it'll be an awesome atmosphere for sure. And one of the things that I've been most impressed with, you know, Andover, even, you know, it hasn't been a great season for them. You know, they go and win that playoff game, but their quarterback Ashton Noe has filled in nicely for Fonestock, as, you know, he got hurt, and he's a great athlete. You know, he normally plays linebacker, but he's still been running the ball nicely. He's made some throws. So I think this will be another kind of, like I said earlier, with McPherson and Goddard, a grinded out game, you know, a brawl of two defensive minded teams. But yeah, Bishop Carroll is, they're so good. You know, they run the ball well. They play good defense, and Aiden Needens is a really good quarterback as well. So I like Bishop Carroll here, but I think it'll be a low scoring game.
Don't they always prove, Chris, that it's not how you start, it's how you finish? Talking about Bishop Carroll.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. They've won. What is it? 5 in a row. And they're playing really good right now. They haven't given up more than 10 points in 4 weeks. So yeah, they're clicking on all cylinders. Kind of at the perfect time.
All right, what can we see on Cake 10 as far as a map out the games for us that you're going to try to get to here?
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. So we'll have, you know, a good City League match, or not City League. We'll have the City League West taking on ABCTL Derby, and also Great Bend Northwest, and over Carroll, like we just talked about, it'll be a good game. Emporia at Mays, a fun one in 5A, and then Mays South, continuing their undefeated season, hosting Hayes making the trip out to Mays South, and then Augusta at Andover Central. I love Andover Central, the Jags. They're so fun to watch. Then we'll also have Clearwater Andale's our game of the week. Like I said, I'm giving Clearwater a good shot here. I think, but like I said,
how many points Clearwater going to score? Let's just
how many points?
Yeah, can they get to 17
I'm
or 20?
20.
20?
Okay. 20. Yeah. I think it'll be like a 30 to 20, give or take.
Okay.
And they'll win that one. And then we'll also be at Belle Plaine, Garden Plaine. So, yeah, some really, really good games in there. And there's this week, like 15 awesome games. I mean, you know, we could have gone through. Because Mulvane Bueller will be good. Cleveland Feeney will be awesome as well. This is when it starts to get really fun. It's when the teams narrow down, and every matchup is like, ooh, I could see this guy going in. So I'm excited.
All right. Hook us up.
Let me just say one thing. Yeah. And here's a little bit of history for you, Chris. West going to Derby and playing there, Weston being Weston Shartz, has tremendous history in that game. When Tom Young was on the sideline at Derby, and Derby was winning state championships, and Weston was building West High his first time around, those games were absolutely must-see because not everybody made the playoffs. And that essentially, for about 3 years, was an elimination game between West and Derby. And Weston coached in those games that first time around. Now they've expanded the playoffs, obviously, and it's much more equitable now, and I like it a lot more now. But back in the day, you only had one per district, and West and Derby were two of the monsters on this side of the state. They played some absolute knockdown drag-out games, some of the best games that I ever saw. So you got that little bit of history with Weston going back to Derby this weekend. It'll be pretty good.
So he has a blueprint for taking down the
Well, I don't think he has much of a blueprint, but I mean, he certainly was.
Maybe not this year.
He was a part of some of the greatest high school games that I ever saw. So I'll tell you that. I loved that rivalry back in the day. So anyway, have a great weekend.
Good stuff, Chris.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, we'll talk to you next week, Chris Lilly. All right, and some bonus coverage. Uniontown, my guys.
Come on, Uniontown.
They won last week. That's the good news.
Yeah.
They won. They beat Marion 33-8. Their reward is going to Olpe, a team that clipped the Eagles first time around 67-0. Some reason, my Eagles scheduled a regular season game against Olpe.
My sources are telling me that was the closest 67-0 game ever played, and that Uniontown is going to be much, much better suited and ready to play this game second time around.
I love your optimism.
Does that sound okay?
It sounded okay. It's at Olpe. Right. Olpe is 9-0. Mighty Eagles are 4-5. Actually, Olpe is the Eagles too. They won by forfeit last week because Yates Center couldn't field the team. So they basically had the week off.
Or they didn't
want
to play them.
Well, probably a combination.
But Uniontown will show up, damn it.
By God, they are. At Olpe tomorrow
darn
night.
Darn right.
Trying to derail Olpe's 9-0 start. All right. Now, OTD. thank you, everybody, for giving me 45 seconds on Uniontown.
That's good. Hey, man.
Superior Rants brings us On This Day in Sports History, and that's coming up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.